Welcome to biodefense.com. And there's no easy way to say this, so I'll just lay it out for you. If you want to survive the coming pandemic, whether it's Ebola or something else, you need to educate yourself with precisely the kind of information you're going to learn here. I'm going to share with you a wealth of information in a multi-part audio series. It's free of charge, and it is presented for the intention of saving human lives, even as we all live in a global system of, you almost might call it medical fascism, government propaganda about medicine, about vaccines, about outbreaks. The mainstream media is not reporting the truth about this, and I'll give you specific examples. If you want to survive, you're going to have to go beyond just doing what you're ordered to do by the White House and CNN. Believe me, they will not tell you the truth of how to survive the next great pandemic. Now, I decided to launch this and record this information and give it out for free because of the severity of the Ebola outbreak that was taking place in mid-September 2014. And my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the editor and founder of naturalnews.com. I run an atomic spectrometry laboratory using ICP-MS instrumentation. I've invented and patented a couple of nutritional supplements. I've written thousands of articles. I am an award-winning investigative journalist, and I'm known as a truth teller and a whistleblower. I've been called the Ralph Nader of the natural health industry. I've been on Dr. Oz before, revealing toxic heavy metals in superfoods, things like that. And I'm really, really concerned that the health authorities, the CDC, the World Health Organization, the governments of the world, the pharmaceutical companies, vaccine manufacturers, and the mainstream media are all going to get a lot of people killed because they absolutely refuse to tell you the truth about what's going on with these outbreaks and what you can do to protect yourself against these outbreaks using things that are not produced or sold by mainstream medicine. And I want to explain this philosophy very clearly so you know where I'm coming from. And if you are worshiping mainstream medicine, you love vaccines, you love going to the pharmacy and getting your pills and taking your psychiatric drugs, then probably this is not the course for you. In an outbreak, you will die. And that's your choice. It's not my place to interfere with it. If you want to live, you need to learn. And that's what this course is designed to do, is to empower you with the information that you need to make informed decisions that can save your life. At the very least, I encourage you to listen to this, think about it critically and skeptically, find out what's true, determine what you agree with, and expand your choices. See, this is the key issue. The vaccine industry is in bed with the CDC, or probably better stated, as the CDC is in bed with the vaccine industry. Modern medicine is dominated by vaccine interests, and because of that, modern medicine really only has one solution for every pandemic outbreak. That one solution is vaccine. And maybe a secondary solution of wash your hands if they don't have a vaccine. So this is what you'll notice with every outbreak that's taking place today. They are going to push a vaccine for it. And if they don't have a vaccine for it, then they don't know what to do. All they will recommend is wash your hands, isolate yourself if you show signs of infection. You know, hydrate yourself, drink some water. They will never, ever, ever talk about natural solutions. They won't talk about the antiviral herbs that are readily available. They won't talk about vitamin D, which activates the antiviral potential of your immune system. It's a blueprint built into your DNA that is activated by vitamin D. They won't talk about that. They absolutely will not talk about the use of ultraviolet light, the importance of sunlight exposure for people, especially those of darker skin color who tend to block sunlight because of their skin pigmentation. They absolutely will not discuss any solutions that could save lives other than vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. And so in doing this, they are going to get people killed. And it is extremely irresponsible what the mainstream media is doing right now, just pushing vaccines and not talking about any other alternatives for boosting immune function, boosting your defenses, a behavior modification that can help protect you against infection. all of these other things that you can bring in, nutritional therapies that really, really work, vitamin C therapy, vitamin D therapy, zinc, selenium, trace minerals, avoiding immunosuppressive toxic chemicals in personal care products, environmental materials in your house, all these other topics that I'm going to discuss here, share these with you so that you can expand your spectrum of options. Because let's face it, folks, if there is an outbreak of Ebola or something else in America or Canada or Hong Kong or New Zealand or Australia, wherever you happen to be, the hospital is the most dangerous place to go. Do you get that? The hospital is the most dangerous place to go. That is where they are going to concentrate the infected patients. And this is why the very first people who were killed by Ebola in Africa were the doctors. The Ebola doctors, they have died in huge numbers. The hospital beds are 100% occupied. There isn't a single hospital bed available in many West Africa countries right now as I record this. People are driving around trying to find hospital beds to get treatment because they're symptomatic. The hospitals are full. Anybody who shows up in the hospital gets infected. You got to understand this. The dead bodies remain infectious for a very long period of time. So even someone trying to bury a dead loved one is at risk of getting infected by that dead body. This virus, Ebola, at the moment is spreading in taxi cabs because people are getting in and out of taxis, trying to find transportation to get to a hospital. All the beds are full, but they're touching surfaces inside the taxi. They're leaving Ebola viral fragments all over the surfaces of the taxi. The next person gets in, touches the door. Guess what? Boom, they're infected. All you got to do is touch a surface that's infected and then touch your eye or touch your nose or the corner of your mouth or touch a sandwich and eat the sandwich. Any orifice in your body that has liquid, such as your eye or your nose or your mouth or mucous membranes, that can be a route of infection. All you have to do is touch a surface. See, I don't even think the mainstream media is explaining this very well. They say, oh, you have to get it from body fluids. That's nonsense. That's an outright lie and a completely irresponsible lie. There are people catching Ebola right now who have had no direct contact with infected patients. They are not sharing body fluids. They're merely touching surfaces that have been touched by Ebola victims. That's how it's spreading. That's why it's out of control. And you need to understand the truth about this. Now, there's one more thing that's really important to understand here in the introduction. The mainstream media will knowingly lie to you about infectious diseases. Proof of this is found in the recent confession by top CDC scientist Dr. William Thompson. William Thompson has been with the CDC since, I believe, 1997 or 98. In the years 2002 through 2004, he, as he has now confessed publicly in a public statement, he confessed to conspiring with other CDC scientists to commit scientific fraud, to cover up the truth about the links between MMR vaccines and autism, a 340% increase in autism in young African American children. He has now admitted to this publicly. This is not debatable that he committed scientific fraud. He has admitted to it. He has even sent a phone text to Dr. Andrew Wakefield to apologize for ruining Dr. Wakefield's career. Now, this confession is a matter of public record. We at Natural News have even published several letters that this scientist, Dr. Thompson, wrote to the head of the CDC at the time, Dr. Julie Gerberding. She is now the head of one of Merck's international vaccine divisions. Yes, that's the old revolving door. If you do the right thing at the CDC, you will be offered a job by the vaccine makers after you get out of the CDC. Now, the mainstream media has completely censored this story. There is not a single mainstream media outlet that dares report this story. Not CNN, not Fox News, not MSNBC, not USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. There isn't a single mainstream media outlet that will dare print this story, even though it is an admitted on the record confession from a top CDC scientist about a vaccine autism cover-up. Now think about this for a moment. I want you to engage your critical thinking. If a top scientist admitted to fraud in the realm of, let's say, Chinese herbal medicine, don't you think that would be big news covered by all the newspapers? If a banker committed massive fraud, don't you think that that would be top news? If somebody in the natural health arena, let's say a naturopath, had been discovered to have committed or confessed to committing fraud in scientific papers, don't you think that would be big news that would be covered by the mainstream media? Of course it would be. But because it was fraud over vaccines, they buried it. They covered it up. They made a conscious decision to make sure that you don't learn the truth about the link between vaccines and autism. They even went out of their way in some cases to say there is no link between vaccines and autism, even though a top CDC scientist has already confessed to engineering that scientific fraud and covering up that fact. So I mention all that to reinforce this idea that you need to understand at a very deep level. The mainstream media will not tell you the truth about what's happening with infectious diseases or outbreaks or treatments. They know only one thing: push vaccines. That's it. Now think about Ebola right now, or any other pandemic that might happen in the future. Vaccines, in order to function, in order to work at all, they have to be based on the viral code that is circulating in the wild. For example, consider flu vaccines. To make a flu vaccine, you have to take flu strains that are circulating in the wild, and then you have to build a vaccine based on that with weakened viruses. So the vaccine is really tied to that strain. The problem is it takes many, many months to make a vaccine. So every year, the flu shot that people are getting really only protects them from last year's flu strains, not this year's flu strains, because the virus mutates. It evolves very rapidly, year after year after year. So every year, people that are getting flu shots are actually getting protected against last year's flu. This is not really explained to people for the obvious reason that it would make flu shots seem ridiculous, which they are. They're actually very useful if you're a time traveler and you could go back to last year and get a flu shot first. It might actually be effective, but for people who are not time travelers, which I assume is most of us, a flu shot is a complete medical hoax. You don't need a flu shot. What you need is vitamin D. You need zinc. You need immune-boosting therapies so that your immune system can handle exposure to a circulating flu and build its own antibodies naturally, instantly, and without even showing any symptoms. For example, I haven't been vaccinated in as long as I can remember, maybe 20 years. And rarely am I ever symptomatic, and yet I'm exposed to all kinds of viruses in the wild. I traveled to Taiwan right during the bird flu scare when they would zap your forehead with the thermal scans and quarantine you if you were symptomatic. I marched right into Taiwan, right in the middle of the bird flu. Came back out, no problem. I've been building antibodies by having a healthy immune system, and that's what I want to show you how to do. Could I survive exposure to Ebola? I don't know for sure, but I'm fairly confident that I could. Not going to go out and seek exposure, but if it happens, pretty sure that I could overcome Ebola exposure and be one of the survivors. The odds of me surviving are very, very high because of what I'm going to share with you in this course. Now, the mainstream media and the medical profession, they will say, well, that's unethical to tell people how they can protect themselves against the flu unless it's a vaccine. Oh, the vaccine is the only thing that's ethical, they say. It's ridiculous. They say you shouldn't give people false hope. Well, give me a break. What is chemotherapy other than false hope, because it causes cancer? You know, what are vaccines that are protecting you from last year's viral strain? False hope. And so when they roll out an Ebola vaccine, that's also going to be false hope, for the simple reason that Ebola is rapidly mutating. There are over 400 strains right now in the wild. As I record this in mid-September, that number is going to get larger. The ability of the viral strain to evolve and adapt is much faster than the ability of the vaccine industry to manufacture vaccines based on what's circulating in the wild. In other words, this virus will outmaneuver the medical industry. And yes, they can go on TV and they can tell you they have a vaccine against Ebola. But what they don't tell you is it's the wrong strain. It's the strain from 6 months ago. So yeah, you can get that vaccine against Ebola. Not going to help you. Or if it does help you, it'll be marginal. If you really want to survive, you need to think beyond just the vaccine. You need to think about, how do you have a strong immune function? What is it that has allowed some people to survive exposure while others have died? What is it? Now, Dr. Brantley, the American physician, a very religious man who was given the experimental ZMAP drug, he credits his survival to God. He did not credit the ZMAP experimental drug, and in fact, that drug has so far produced a 40% fatality rate in those given the drug. So, doesn't sound like a very drug. Would you take a drug that had a 40% fatality rate? Probably not a great strategy. And it's an experimental drug, not proven, not based on medical evidence of any kind. It's a wild experiment. And when they do roll out these Ebola vaccines, they're going to be experimental too. So how did Dr. Brantley survive? Well, he credits his faith. He credits his belief in God. But I bet he also had a healthy, strong immune system working for him too. And if you believe in God, if you believe in divine power, as I do, then you know that you were granted that blueprint when you were born. The human body is a miracle. You have the blueprint for perfect health. Your DNA is a miracle. All you have to do is give it the tools to be activated so that it can save your life. You know, the view of modern medicine is that a baby is born incomplete unless they get injected with a bunch of different vaccines. That's the model. They're saying that you're deficient, that your immune system doesn't work unless you have this medical intervention, which usually involves mercury and aluminum and various chemical adjuvants that sometimes cause seizures and sometimes cause autism, sometimes put children into comas, sometimes even kill them. But I believe that you are born with the perfect immune system that can keep you alive because you obviously come from a long, long line of survivors who survived infectious diseases long before vaccines ever came along. You have a blueprint for survival. Whether you believe that God created that blueprint or evolution created that blueprint, either way, it is a blueprint for survival. So you have to activate that blueprint. You have to give your body the nutrients, the defenses, the immune support that your body expects and needs in order to survive. This isn't the first pandemic in history. There have been many other pandemics. Somehow, your ancestors survived it. How did they survive it? It wasn't by getting injected with an Ebola vaccine. They survived it because they had an immune system that kept them alive. And guess what? You inherited that same immune system. But the difference between you now and your ancestors is that, for example, before World War I, all food produced on the planet was organic food because they hadn't created the pesticides, they hadn't created the chemicals before World War I. Today, we are living in an immunosuppressive environment. You're being poisoned by the pesticides, the herbicides, the glyphosates, the GMOs. You're being poisoned by the vaccines that contain mercury, which is a potent neurotoxin. It's still in the flu shots. I know because I tested it. I tested it in the ICP-MS lab, and I found mercury at about 51 parts per million in the flu lava vaccine manufactured by Merck. And then I opened up the insert on the vaccine, and it said, almost word for word, there's no scientific evidence that this vaccine is safe or effective. It's written right there on the insert. And I published that on Natural News. You can go look at a screenshot of that if you want. So the vaccines that are even being pushed out there say in the fine print, we have no idea if these even work. There's no evidence that these work. And those are the ones that are tested. Imagine the Ebola vaccine. Imagine the fine print that that's going to come with when they roll that sucker out and probably call for mandatory injections of that vaccine. The fine print on that is probably going to say, we have no idea if this works. We have no safety studies whatsoever. You are a human guinea pig. You are taking experimental medicine. And by agreeing to take this shot, you consent to the immunity that Congress has granted the vaccine industry. So if something goes wrong and their product is faulty and you go into a coma or your child dies from that vaccine, you can't sue. They have no liability. They have complete immunity. It's your fault, not theirs. That's what their fine print says. That's what the mainstream media wants us to swallow, that line of complete medical hogwash. Well, I say we can do better than that. There are other options available. In fact, there are better options available. Because remember this, the hospitals are the death centers when there's any kind of an outbreak. So you need to stay out of the hospital. You need to find alternative ways to isolate yourself from points of infection or centers of infection. You need to find alternative ways to boost your immune function, to eliminate exposure to immunosuppressive chemicals in your foods, in your medicines, in your environment. You need to be able to offer good hydration to yourself or support family members who may be symptomatic. You need to have a backup plan or even a primary plan that doesn't involve going to the hospital, dialing 911, waiting for the CDC to show up with an emergency vaccine. That's a total experiment to begin with. If you want to live, you need to have a plan that doesn't rely on the vaccine industry. That's what this course is all about here at biodefense.com. So I urge you, I beg you, listen to this. This can save your life. And what's the harm in gaining additional knowledge? Even if you don't agree with everything right up front, even if you don't agree with my attitude, maybe you love the vaccine industry. Maybe you think the vaccine industry saves millions of babies a year. Is there any harm in having other options in your spectrum of available tools to save your life? What if there is no vaccine? What if the vaccine fails? What if the strain mutates in the wild, making the vaccine irrelevant? What are you going to do then? So there's never any harm in having additional solutions, additional information. That's what this is designed to give you. And again, I'm releasing this free of charge. I don't think it's ethical to charge people for this kind of information. I want to put it out for free so that the maximum number of people can benefit from this information. I think this can help save potentially millions of lives in a real severe global outbreak. And that's what I'm into, is saving lives. I have compassion for humanity. I've long worked to help end suffering, especially of children. And there are too many vaccine-damaged children in our world already. I want to see people live and be part of the uplifting of humanity so they can innovate, they can contribute, they can raise healthy children who are intelligent and capable and creative. And sadly, the medical industry that exists today has none of those goals. All they want to do is make money off of your body, whether it's dead or alive. They don't care. They just want to exploit you for profit, and that's wrong. I want to help save your life, and that's what this course is all about. So spread the word. And listen to each section of this where I will give practical information on what you can do right now to protect yourself against the next great pandemic.